The last time we talked about the future of record shops on Culturefile was way back in April, when we sat in the window of Tower Records and drew a wistful imaginary map of the capital's bygone bijou record emporia. But if a new store in Dublin's North City Centre is anything to go by, there's still room, and indeed need, for Little Gems, and specifically for a record shop project called Little Gem, supplier of only the finest Irish artisan independent music and things to play it on. Gareth Stack reports.
You can hear the traffic and the people on the street. We're just down the steps at Cavendish Row. I mean, we're sheltered from the rain when it does rain, and we get a little bit of sun during the day. The walls I did myself, have a collage I made and just covered it as much as I could. And then the shelving was some wood that I got for free, and we just decorated it and got it around as nicely as we could. So the aesthetic is kind of handmade, bespoke.
Subterranean chic.
Over here we have our monstrosity gem sign, which I made out of some leftover curry board and spray paint. It does the job, but you know, it's kind of ugly and kind of beautiful at the same time.
For those of us who grew up in or before the 1990s, the record store holds a sort of mythic appeal. A place where you could find hidden gems and be introduced to a world of cool, unattainable over the radio.
Part of your pocket money routine when you're a teenager, you know, get the bus into town, hit the comic book shop, record shop, secondhand record shop, secondhand comic shop, and home.
There was a good few. There was Borderline was one in Temple Bar, then there was ones up on Georgia Street. There used to be a few small ones. Terror Records used to be great, and the big Virgin Records on the Keys, that was a great one. You used to go in there and spend all your money pretty much in one go. I still have a lot of stuff I bought there. I kind of would have been a lot of CDs, I guess, back then, late 90s. Can't remember the name of the one on the Keys, but it was great because they used to sell bootlegs of gigs. So if a band came to Dublin and played in the Olympia, within a couple of weeks there would be a bootleg cassette copy of the gig, and sometimes they sounded awful and sometimes they sounded great.
It's easy to imagine that we've seen the last of the independent record store with their quirky, all-knowing staff and their delightful rarities. As with so many niche phenomena, the pop-up store has given rise to a new retail opportunity, this time for independent record store culture to return in the form of Little Gem Records. A tiny store nestled under the street right off Dublin's Parnell Square. The shop is staffed by brothers Andy and Paddy Walsh of Dublin band I Heart the Monster Hero. I ask them about the viability and the audacity of opening a new record store in recession-hit 21st century Dublin.
Financially, yeah, we're not going to make much money if we're paying the bands, which, you know, is a serious decision, because we are a band also. So we're selling our album the same way as we're selling everybody else's albums.
It almost feels a little bit like we're playing shop, but in a really great way, and business has been really good as well, because I think that they definitely did go away for a little while, but for a lot of people they've been kind of a permanent fixture in their music collections, and people really do like them.
In a way it is a hobby, in that we're not going to be making, cashing out, you know, big checks, but on the other hand, like, we're considering the price of stuff, customers, what we put on, the bands that we stock.
Perhaps boutique stores like this one offer not just an alternative to the mainstream fodder on offer from high street stores, but also a solution to the problem of plenty. A way of finding things that will inspire and excite us, recommended by talented people that we can respect and connect with in person. An escape from the tyranny of small decisions.
We've got maybe 70 releases by independent bands. That's our limit at the moment. So, you know, you got to make a choice. You got to make a decision. You got to take a chance on listening to something. A lot of stuff gets lost. A lot of stuff just whizzes by. There's a new release. People go on a website to stream it exclusively, and it doesn't make it important. It will reach a wider audience because advertising pays for a website to have that kind of traffic, and it's all numbers game. The way people are listening to music these days with websites and iTunes and Spotify's, it's kind of back to being the middleman's game of the guys that are pressing records and making the money instead of the bands.
As a record label, recording studio, and now an independent music store, Little Gem see themselves as ambassadors for Irish independent music culture.
Communities and bands and scenes in Ireland at the minute, they are real. They're real people. The Script or Code Align or any of these bands that you know the names of because they were forced upon you, their music to me is not very relevant. Bands that have relevance to me and artists that I feel would be making a worthwhile contribution to music as a whole, they're not advertised anywhere. People don't know who they are. People have come into our shop and said, "What is this? I don't know any of this." But it's amazing stuff. People just need to embrace it.
Little Gem aren't opposed to technology. In fact, they're introducing an entirely new way of enjoying music, a combination record and MP3 player.
We've got these Little Gem players, which we've just invented ourselves.
The self-contained music player, they look like a tape, but they're a quarter the size of a tape. They're designed to just play whatever we put on them. You grab it, you plug your headphones in, you press play, it plays the single, it plays the B-side.
If you come into the shop and buy one of these releases, you can just plug your headphones in and walk away and listen to it walking down O'Connell Street and turn her up. It's really cool.
I had one customer in about 15 minutes after we just launched them. He was saying, "Oh my God, it's the future. Oh Jesus Christ, it's amazing." And then I just instantly thought, yep, I'll put that on a sign. It is the future. It's great.
The Little Gem crew there, purveyors of goods both tangible and intangible at 5 Cavendish Row, Dublin 1. The reporter was Gareth Stack.